Imagine stepping into a room and immediately commanding the spotlight, not just through your words but through your very presence. Have you ever felt overlooked, as if your worth was unnoticed? You're not alone. Many people feel undervalued, but you don't have to accept this fate. Join us on a transformative journey where ancient Stoic wisdom can reshape how others perceive you and, more importantly, how you perceive yourself. In this adventure, we'll explore 10 timeless strategies to build a lasting, impactful presence. From mastering self-care and cultivating calm to valuing time and practicing active listening, each strategy is designed to not only enhance your external image, but also fortify your inner strength. Watch this video till the end, commit to these principles, and discover how to create a powerful and sustainable presence that leaves a profound impression. Ready to embark on this journey? Leave a comment saying, "I'm ready," and start transforming your life today. 1. Taking care of yourself, a Stoic path to self-respect and inner strength. Imagine entering a bustling room, filled with chatter and movement. Your presence commands attention, not because of what you wear or the words you say, but because of the energy you exude. This magnetic aura is not accidental. It is the result of a profound commitment to self-care. In a world that often equates self-care with luxury and indulgence, Stoicism offers a refreshing perspective. It teaches us that true self-care is a discipline, a daily practice of nurturing our body, mind, and soul. It is not about pampering oneself or escaping life's challenges, but about preparing oneself to face them with grace and strength. The physical dimension, building a resilient foundation. Think of your body as a temple, a vessel that carries you through life. Taking care of it is not just about looking good, it's about feeling capable and strong. A balanced diet, regular exercise, and adequate sleep are not mere routines. They are rituals that honor your body and prepare it for the demands of life. When your body is well cared for, you stand taller, breathe easier, and move with a purpose that others cannot help but notice. The mental dimension, nourishing the mind. But physical strength is just one aspect of self-care. The Stoics understood that the mind is the seat of all power. To care for your mind means to engage in activities that challenge it, expand it, and soothe it. Reading, meditation, and mindfulness are not just hobbies. They are essential practices for sharpening your intellect and calming your thoughts. A well-tended mind is a fortress against the storms of life, allowing you to remain calm and composed even in the most chaotic situations. The emotional and spiritual dimension, cultivating inner peace. And then there is the soul, the core of who you are. To care for your soul is to engage in self-reflection, to understand your deepest desires and values. It's about creating a space for silence, where you can listen to your inner voice and connect with something greater than yourself. Whether through prayer, meditation, or simply spending time in nature, nurturing your soul gives you a sense of purpose and peace that radiates outward, drawing others to you. The Stoic philosophy of self-care, a lifelong journey. The Stoic approach to self-care is a journey that never ends. It is a daily commitment to becoming the best version of yourself, not for the sake of vanity, but out of a deep respect for the life you have been given. As the Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius said, "Our life is what our thoughts make it." By taking care of yourself, body, mind, and soul, you not only improve your own life but also become a beacon of inspiration for those around you. This isn't about seeking attention or approval. It's about cultivating a presence that is undeniable, a strength that is unshakable, and a peace that is unbreakable. When you take care of yourself in this way, you don't just become someone people notice. You become someone they respect and admire, someone they look up to and want to emulate. So, take this first step on your Stoic journey. Begin by taking care of yourself, and watch as the world begins to see you in a new light. Not as someone who demands attention, but as someone who commands it effortlessly, through the simple yet powerful act of self-care. 2. Cultivate calmness and composure, the art of becoming unshakable. Imagine standing at the edge of a stormy sea. Waves crash against the shore, the wind howls, and the sky darkens with swirling clouds. Amidst this chaos, there stands a lone lighthouse, unwavering and steadfast. No matter how fierce the storm, the lighthouse remains unmoved, its light a beacon of hope and guidance for sailors lost in the tempest. This image of the lighthouse is a powerful metaphor for cultivating calmness and composure in life. In a world full of noise, distractions, and constant turbulence, achieving an unshakable state of mind is both a rare and valuable skill. To become like that lighthouse, a person must master the art of remaining calm and composed, no matter what storms life throws their way. The Stoic philosophy, mastery over the mind. For the Stoics, cultivating calmness and composure begins with understanding one fundamental truth: we cannot control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond to it. This insight is the key to inner peace. It is not about suppressing emotions or pretending to be unaffected by life's challenges. Instead, it's about training the mind to stay steady and clear, even when emotions run high. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This statement captures the essence of Stoic composure. When we encounter difficulties, our instinct is often to react impulsively, driven by fear, anger, or anxiety. But what if we could pause, take a deep breath, and respond with clarity and purpose? This is the power of cultivating calmness. The power of the pause, responding, not reacting. Imagine you're in a heated argument. Words fly, emotions flare, and it feels like you're losing control. In such moments, the Stoic practice of cultivating calmness involves a simple yet profound act: pausing. This pause creates a space between stimulus and response, a moment to choose how you will react. Will you escalate the conflict, or will you maintain your composure and seek a more constructive resolution? By learning to pause and reflect, you gain control over your reactions. You become less like a leaf tossed about by the wind and more like a rooted tree, standing firm against the gusts. This composure is not about being passive or indifferent. It is about acting with intention and purpose, guided by reason rather than emotion. Embracing discomfort, the path to resilience. Cultivating calmness and composure also involves embracing discomfort. In life, we often try to avoid pain and hardship, but the Stoics believe that facing these challenges head-on is what builds true resilience. When you encounter difficult situations, whether it's a stressful work project, a personal loss, or an unexpected setback, see them as opportunities to practice your composure. Imagine each challenge as a test of your inner strength. The more you practice staying calm under pressure, the stronger and more resilient you become. Over time, you build an inner fortress that can withstand even the fiercest storms. The breath, a tool for calmness. One of the simplest yet most effective tools for cultivating calmness is something we all have: our breath. In moments of stress or anxiety, taking slow, deep breaths can help center your mind and calm your body. This ancient practice, known as diaphragmatic breathing or belly breathing, activates the body's relaxation response, helping to reduce stress and restore balance. By focusing on your breath, you anchor yourself in the present moment. You create a calm center amidst the chaos, allowing you to respond to situations with clarity and composure. Becoming the calm in the storm. Cultivating calmness and composure is a lifelong journey. It requires patience, practice, and a willingness to face life's challenges with an open heart and a steady mind. But the rewards are profound. When you master this art, you become a source of stability and strength not only for yourself but also for those around you. In a world that often feels like a stormy sea, you become the lighthouse, unshakable, unwavering, and always shining your light. You become someone who can navigate life's challenges with grace and poise, inspiring others to do the same. And in doing so, you cultivate a calmness that is not just a fleeting state of mind, but a lasting way of being. 3. Valuing your time, the hidden currency of life. Imagine you've been given a precious gem, a rare and priceless diamond that no one else in the world possesses. You can't buy more of it, and once it's gone forever. How would you treat it? Would you leave it lying around carelessly or let others take it without a second thought? Most likely, you would guard it fiercely, ensuring that every moment you have it counts. Time is that priceless gem. Unlike money, which can be earned back, or material possessions that can be replaced, time is finite. Every second that passes is one you'll never get back. Yet many of us treat our time as if it's an unlimited resource, giving it away freely to meaningless tasks, unproductive habits, or people who don't appreciate its value. To value your time is to recognize its true worth and to use it wisely, ensuring that it aligns with your goals, desires, and values. It's about becoming the master of your own hours and minutes, rather than allowing them to slip through your fingers unnoticed. The Stoic perspective, time as life's essence. From a Stoic viewpoint, time is more than just hours on a clock or dates on a calendar. It's the very essence of life itself. The Stoic philosopher Seneca wrote a profound essay titled On the Shortness of Life, in which he argued that life is not short, but we often waste much of it. He states, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it. Life is long enough, and a sufficiently generous amount has been given to us for the highest achievements if it were all well invested." This concept turns the typical perception of time on its head. Rather than lamenting that we don't have enough time, the Stoics challenge us to examine how we use the time we do have. Are we spending it on things that truly matter, or are we squandering it on trivialities? The illusion of free time. Many people operate under the illusion that their time is somehow free when they aren't working or fulfilling obligations. However, the idea of free time is a myth. Every moment you have is an investment, and every activity you choose to engage in comes at the cost of something else you could be doing. This is known as the concept of opportunity cost. Think about how often we allow our time to be eaten away by mindless scrolling on social media, binge-watching shows, or getting lost in a sea of endless notifications and emails. Each of these activities, in and of themselves, may seem harmless. But when added up, they often represent hours, days, or even years of life that could have been spent more meaningfully. The art of saying no, defending your time. Valuing your time often requires learning the art of saying no. It's easy to fall into the trap of saying yes to every request, invitation, or obligation that comes your way. We fear missing out, disappointing others, or being seen as selfish. But every time you say yes to something that doesn't align with your values or goals, you're effectively saying no to something else that might. Imagine time as a delicate garden that needs constant tending. If you allow too many weeds to grow, those unnecessary commitments and distractions, you choke out the possibility for your most important flowers to bloom. Saying no is not about being rude or unkind, it's about prioritizing what truly matters to you and protecting the sanctity of your time. Mindfulness and presence, living in the now. Valuing your time also means being fully present in the moment. It's easy to get caught up in thoughts about the past or worries about the future, but the only time you truly have is now. When you practice mindfulness, being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings, you make the most of each moment, infusing your time with greater meaning and purpose. Being present also enhances your experiences. When you're fully engaged in a conversation, a task, or a moment of rest, you derive more satisfaction and joy from it. It's not just about how much time you have, but the quality of that time. Time as a mirror, reflecting your values. Finally, valuing your time involves using it as a mirror to reflect your deepest values and priorities. How you spend your time reveals what's truly important to you. If you say that family, health, or personal growth are your top priorities, but your calendar is filled with overtime work, meaningless social obligations, and endless distractions, there's a disconnect. To align your time with your values, start by auditing how you currently spend your days. What activities fill most of your hours? Are they aligned with what you truly care about? If not, it's time to make conscious choices to realign your schedule with your values. Embracing the power of moments. In the end, valuing your time means understanding that every moment is a gift. It's about making deliberate choices that enrich your life and bring you closer to your goals. It's recognizing that time, once lost, can never be regained, and that each second is an opportunity to live fully, love deeply, and pursue what truly matters. So, guard your time as you would that priceless gem. Invest it wisely, spend it with intention, and let it shine in every aspect of your life. In doing so, you'll not only make the most of the time you have but also create a life that is rich, meaningful, and profoundly fulfilling. 4. Practice active listening, the art of hearing beyond words. Imagine a conversation as a river, with words flowing like water, carrying thoughts, emotions, and experiences downstream. Most people only skim the surface, barely aware of the deeper currents and hidden meanings beneath. Active listening is about diving beneath that surface, exploring the depths of what's truly being communicated. It's about becoming an intrepid explorer of human experience, navigating the unspoken, the subtle, and the profound. Active listening is more than just hearing words. It's an immersive experience that requires full presence and engagement. It's a skill that transforms ordinary conversations into rich tapestries of connection and understanding. By practicing active listening, you unlock the ability to truly understand others, to empathize, and to build deeper, more meaningful relationships. The power of presence, being fully here and now. At its core, active listening is about presence. It's about being fully here, right now, with the person you're speaking to. In our hyper-distracted world, genuine presence is a rare and precious gift. It means putting aside your phone, letting go of the urge to interrupt or plan your response, and giving your complete attention to the speaker. It's about seeing and hearing them as they are, without judgment or distraction. When you practice active listening, you become a mirror for the speaker, reflecting back not just their words but their emotions, concerns, and desires. This level of attention is profoundly validating. It tells the other person that they matter, that their thoughts and feelings are important. This validation can create a powerful bond, fostering trust, respect, and mutual understanding. Reading between the lines, the language of silence. Active listening involves tuning into the full spectrum of communication, which includes much more than just words. It's about being attuned to the language of silence, the pauses, hesitations, and the unspoken words that hang in the air. Sometimes what's not said is just as important as what is. Imagine a friend telling you they're fine, but their voice wavers and their eyes are cast down. An active listener picks up on these subtle cues, sensing the disconnect between their words and their emotions. They might gently probe deeper, offering a simple, "Are you sure? You don't seem fine," creating a space for the friend to open up and share what's really on their mind. The echo of empathy, feeling with, not for. Empathy is a cornerstone of active listening. It's about feeling with someone rather than feeling for them. When you empathize, you step into the speaker's shoes, experiencing the world from their perspective. This doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but you seek to understand their feelings, thoughts, and motivations. Consider a moment when someone shares a personal struggle with you. Instead of immediately offering advice or shifting the conversation back to yourself, you stay with their experience. You might say, "That sounds really tough. I can't imagine how hard that must be for you." This response acknowledges their pain without trying to fix it, creating a safe space for them to express themselves fully. Reflective responses, the mirror effect. Active listening also involves the art of reflective responses. This technique is like holding up a mirror to the speaker, reflecting back what you've heard to ensure understanding and encourage deeper dialogue. For instance, if someone says, "I'm feeling overwhelmed at work," an active listener might respond, "It sounds like you have a lot on your plate right now. What's been the most challenging part?" Reflective responses do several things. First, they confirm that you're paying attention and value what's being said. Second, they invite the speaker to elaborate, providing more detail and context. Finally, they help clarify any misunderstandings, ensuring that both parties are on the same page. The dance of dialogue, giving and receiving. A conversation is like a dance, a dynamic exchange where each participant must give and receive. Active listening transforms this dance into a graceful and harmonious flow, where each person feels heard, understood, and valued. It's about striking a balance between speaking and listening, ensuring that the conversation is not one-sided but a mutual exchange of ideas and feelings. To practice active listening, you must be willing to set aside your own agenda, suspending judgment and advice. It's about being curious and open, asking questions that encourage deeper reflection and exploration. Instead of thinking about what you're going to say next, focus on what the speaker is saying now. Listen not just with your ears, but with your heart and mind, tuning into the full spectrum of their experience. The impact of being truly heard. The effects of active listening are profound and far-reaching. When people feel genuinely heard, they are more likely to open up, share their true selves, and engage in meaningful dialogue. This can lead to greater understanding, stronger relationships, and deeper connections. It fosters an environment of trust and respect, where people feel safe to express their thoughts and feelings without fear of judgment or dismissal. Imagine the last time you felt truly heard, when someone gave you their full attention, acknowledged your emotions, and validated your experience. How did that make you feel? Most likely, it made you feel valued, respected, and understood. This is the power of active listening, the ability to make others feel seen and heard, to build bridges of empathy and connection, and to create a more compassionate and understanding world. The practice of active listening, a daily commitment. Like any skill, active listening requires practice and commitment. It's about making a conscious effort to be present in every conversation, to listen with curiosity and empathy, and to respond thoughtfully and reflectively. It's about recognizing the value of every interaction and treating each conversation as an opportunity to connect more deeply with others. So, the next time you're in a conversation, take a moment to pause and truly listen. Set aside your distractions, quiet your mind, and focus on the speaker. Listen not just to their words, but to their tone, body language, and the emotions behind their words. Reflect back what you hear, ask open-ended questions, and offer your empathy and understanding. By practicing active listening, you'll discover a world of depth and richness in every conversation. You'll unlock the hidden power of words, the beauty of silence, and the profound impact of being truly present with another human being. And in doing so, you'll build stronger, more meaningful connections that enrich your life and the lives of those around you. 5. Embrace lifelong learning, the odyssey of the ever-curious mind. Picture life as an expansive, uncharted ocean, with each new experience and piece of knowledge like a hidden island waiting to be discovered. To embrace lifelong learning is to set sail on this ocean with the spirit of adventure, always on the lookout for new horizons and unexplored territories. It's about nurturing an insatiable curiosity that propels you forward, refusing to settle for the familiar shores of what you already know. Lifelong learning is not just about acquiring new skills or facts. It's about fostering a mindset that is open, flexible, and constantly evolving. It's the recognition that knowledge is not a finite resource but a boundless sea that deepens and broadens the more you explore it. It's the thrill of discovery, the joy of understanding something new, and the satisfaction of connecting disparate dots into a cohesive picture. The explorer's mindset, cultivating curiosity. To embrace lifelong learning, you must cultivate the mindset of an explorer. This means approaching life with a childlike curiosity, where every question is a doorway to new insights, and every challenge is an opportunity to grow. It's about being endlessly fascinated by the world around you, seeing each day as a chance to learn something new, whether it's a groundbreaking scientific theory, a different perspective on a social issue, or a simple life lesson from a casual conversation. Consider the story of polymaths like Leonardo da Vinci, who was not just a painter but also a scientist, engineer, and inventor. His genius was not confined to one field but spanned a multitude of disciplines, driven by an insatiable curiosity and a relentless desire to understand the world in its entirety. For Da Vinci, learning was not a means to an end but a lifelong passion, a way of engaging with the world that was as natural and essential as breathing. The adventure of the mind, stepping outside your comfort zone. Embracing lifelong learning means stepping outside your comfort zone and venturing into the unknown. It's about challenging your preconceived notions, questioning your beliefs, and being willing to admit that there is always more to learn. It's the realization that true growth occurs when you push beyond the boundaries of what you know and dive into the depths of what you don't. Imagine a scholar who decides to take up a musical instrument, or a scientist who delves into philosophy. These pursuits may seem unrelated, but they expand the mind in unexpected ways, fostering creativity, enhancing problem-solving skills, and providing new lenses through which to view the world. This cross-pollination of knowledge is the essence of lifelong learning, where each new field of study enhances and enriches your understanding of others. The power of humility, knowing what you don't know. Lifelong learning also requires humility, the acknowledgement that no matter how much you know, there is always more to learn. It's about being comfortable with not having all the answers and being open to the idea that others can teach you something valuable, regardless of their age, background, or level of expertise. This humility creates a fertile ground for growth, where you are more likely to seek out new experiences, ask questions, and engage in meaningful dialogue. It allows you to learn not just from books and formal education, but from the rich tapestry of life itself. Every encounter, every mistake, and every moment of introspection becomes a lesson that adds to your understanding. The tapestry of knowledge, weaving interconnected ideas. One of the most intriguing aspects of lifelong learning is how it allows you to weave a rich tapestry of knowledge, where seemingly unrelated ideas and concepts are interconnected in surprising ways. It's like creating a vast, intricate map of understanding, where each new piece of information adds depth and color to the whole. Consider the Renaissance period, when scholars, artists, and scientists cross-pollinated ideas across disciplines, leading to an explosion of creativity and innovation. This era was defined by a spirit of exploration and a thirst for knowledge that transcended traditional boundaries. By embracing a wide range of subjects, from anatomy to astronomy, from literature to mathematics, these thinkers created a rich, interconnected tapestry of knowledge that laid the foundation for modern science and culture. The lifelong learner's toolkit, curiosity, resilience, and adaptability. To truly embrace lifelong learning, you need a toolkit of essential qualities, curiosity, resilience, and adaptability. Curiosity drives you to ask questions and seek answers, fueling your desire to learn. Resilience helps you overcome the inevitable setbacks and challenges that come with exploring new territories, encouraging you to see failure not as a defeat, but as a valuable part of the learning process. Adaptability allows you to pivot and adjust your approach as you encounter new information, ensuring that your learning journey is dynamic and responsive to changing circumstances. Imagine a modern-day lifelong learner, a person who, in their 60s, decides to learn coding, or a young entrepreneur who takes up meditation to better understand the mind. These individuals embody the spirit of lifelong learning, recognizing that the ability to adapt and grow is not limited by age, profession, or life stage. They are always evolving, always seeking new ways to enrich their understanding and enhance their skills. The joy of learning, finding fulfillment in the journey. At its heart, lifelong learning is about finding joy and fulfillment in the act of learning itself. It's about seeing each day as an opportunity to grow, to expand your horizons, and to deepen your understanding of the world and yourself. It's about finding pleasure in the process of discovery, the thrill of mastering a new skill, and the satisfaction of making connections between seemingly unrelated ideas. This joy is not reserved for academic pursuits or professional development. It can be found in everyday life. It's in the delight of trying a new recipe, the satisfaction of solving a tricky puzzle, the wonder of exploring a new culture, or the peace of practicing mindfulness. Lifelong learning is a celebration of the human spirit's capacity to grow and evolve, to always strive for something greater, and to find beauty and meaning in the pursuit of knowledge. The endless journey, a commitment to growth. Embracing lifelong learning is a commitment to a journey without a final destination. It's the understanding that learning is not a finite path with a clear endpoint, but an endless exploration of the vast landscape of knowledge. It's about keeping your mind open and your heart curious, always ready to embrace new ideas, challenge old assumptions, and seek out new experiences. As you embark on this journey, remember that the goal is not to accumulate facts or achieve a specific status, but to cultivate a mindset that values growth, curiosity, and the joy of learning. It's about seeing each day as a chance to learn something new, to engage with the world more deeply, and to enrich your life and the lives of those around you. So, set sail on the ocean of knowledge, with an open mind and a curious heart, and embrace the endless adventure of lifelong learning. 6. Embrace authenticity, the power of being unapologetically you. Imagine a world where everyone wore masks, each person carefully crafting an image to project to those around them. Beneath these masks, true selves are hidden, thoughts unspoken, desires suppressed, and uniqueness dulled. Now, imagine the freedom of removing that mask, of stepping into the light as your true self, unguarded and unpretentious. This is the essence of embracing authenticity, the courage to show up in the world exactly as you are, without fear or apology. The unveiling, stripping away the layers. Authenticity is like peeling back layers of an onion. It requires you to strip away the superficial and confront the core of who you are, your values, beliefs, and desires. It's about recognizing and rejecting the societal pressures that urge conformity, and instead choosing to live in alignment with your true self. This can be a challenging and sometimes painful process, as it demands self-reflection, honesty, and a willingness to be vulnerable. Consider the story of a person who has spent years in a career that doesn't align with their passions or values, simply because it was expected of them. Over time, this person feels a growing sense of disconnection, a dull ache that something is missing. One day, they decide to take a leap of faith, leaving behind what is safe and familiar to pursue a path that truly resonates with their heart. This act of courage is an embrace of authenticity, a decision to live in accordance with one's true self, rather than in the shadow of others' expectations. The power of vulnerability, turning fear into strength. Embracing authenticity means embracing vulnerability. It's the willingness to be seen, to expose your true self to the world, even when it feels uncomfortable or risky. It's about showing up without a script, without a facade, and allowing yourself to be open, honest, and real. This vulnerability is powerful because it connects you with others on a deeper level. When you are authentic, you give others permission to be authentic as well. You create a space where real, meaningful connections can flourish, free from the constraints of pretense or superficiality. It's a liberating experience, both for yourself and for those around you, fostering a sense of trust and mutual respect. Think of the moments when someone has shared a deeply personal story with you, revealing their fears, hopes, or mistakes. In these moments, you likely felt a surge of empathy, a recognition of shared humanity. This is the power of vulnerability. When we allow ourselves to be seen as we truly are, we invite others to see themselves reflected in our experiences, creating bonds that are genuine and profound. The liberation of self-expression, freeing your true voice. Authenticity is also about self-expression, finding your voice and using it to articulate your truth. It's about expressing your thoughts, feelings, and ideas without censorship, and without bending to the will of societal norms or expectations. It's about being true to your own experiences, even when they differ from those around you. Imagine an artist who paints from the soul, pouring their emotions onto the canvas without worrying about whether it will be accepted or understood. Their work is raw, unfiltered, and deeply personal, a reflection of their inner world. This artist is embracing authenticity by expressing their true self, not to seek approval or recognition, but to honor their own creativity and experience. The paradox of authenticity: the more you, the more universal. There's a beautiful paradox in authenticity. The more true you are to yourself, the more universal your experiences become. When you embrace your unique perspective, you often find that others resonate with your story, even if their circumstances are different. This is because authenticity touches on the core of what it means to be human: our fears, our dreams, our struggles, and our triumphs. Think about how powerful it is when someone shares a personal story of overcoming adversity. Even if you have never faced the same challenges, you can connect with their courage, their resilience, and their growth. Authenticity speaks to the shared human experience, transcending the specifics of any individual story to tap into something deeper and more universal. The courage to stand alone: authenticity in the face of judgment. Embracing authenticity also requires the courage to stand alone. It means being willing to be different, to go against the grain, and to hold firm to your values and beliefs, even when they are unpopular or misunderstood. It's about being true to yourself, even when it means facing criticism, rejection, or judgment from others. Consider the story of a whistleblower who speaks out against corruption or injustice, knowing that their actions will likely lead to personal and professional consequences. This person is driven by a commitment to their values and a desire to act in accordance with their conscience. In choosing to be authentic, they are willing to endure hardship for the sake of integrity and truth. The joy of being you, finding fulfillment in authenticity. Ultimately, embracing authenticity is about finding joy and fulfillment in being unapologetically yourself. It's about shedding the masks and pretenses that weigh you down and discovering the freedom that comes with living in alignment with your true self. It's about recognizing that you are enough, just as you are, and that your unique voice and perspective have value. Authenticity allows you to live with a sense of purpose and meaning, as you are no longer bound by the expectations or judgments of others. You are free to pursue what truly matters to you, to engage in relationships that are genuine and fulfilling, and to contribute to the world in a way that reflects your true self. The ever-evolving journey: authenticity as a lifelong practice. Embracing authenticity is not a one-time event, but a lifelong practice. It's about continually checking in with yourself, reflecting on your values, and making choices that align with your true self. It's about recognizing that you are always growing and evolving, and allowing your authentic self to change and develop over time. This journey requires self-awareness, introspection, and a willingness to be honest with yourself. It means being open to feedback, learning from your experiences, and making adjustments as needed. It's a dynamic process that involves both embracing who you are in the moment and striving to become the best version of yourself. By embracing authenticity, you embark on a journey of self-discovery and growth, one that leads to deeper connections, greater fulfillment, and a more meaningful life. So, take off the mask, step into the light, and embrace the power of being unapologetically you. The world is waiting for the true you to shine. 7. Maintain a sense of mystery: the art of being intriguingly elusive. In a world that thrives on constant sharing, where every detail of life is often laid bare for the world to see, there is something profoundly captivating about those who choose to hold a piece of themselves back. Maintaining a sense of mystery is not about being secretive or aloof, but rather about cultivating an aura of intrigue and allure. It's the fine art of keeping others curious, leaving them wanting more, and ensuring that they never quite have you all figured out. The power of the unknown: why mystery captivates. Human beings are naturally drawn to the unknown. From childhood, we are driven by curiosity, an insatiable desire to explore, discover, and understand the world around us. This innate curiosity extends to people as well. When someone remains a bit of an enigma, it piques our interest, sparks our imagination, and keeps us engaged. Consider the allure of a great novel or film. The most compelling stories are those that unfold gradually, revealing secrets and twists that keep us on the edge of our seats. A character with a mysterious past, a hidden motive, or an unpredictable nature captivates us because we are drawn to the challenge of uncovering what lies beneath the surface. Similarly, when you maintain a sense of mystery in your own life, you become like a captivating story that others are eager to explore. The dance of revelation, choosing what to share. Maintaining a sense of mystery doesn't mean shutting people out or being intentionally vague. It's about being selective in what you choose to share and when. It's about understanding that not every detail of your life needs to be broadcast, and that sometimes, the most powerful way to connect with others is through what you don't say, rather than what you do. Think of it as a dance, a graceful interplay of revelation and restraint. You give glimpses of who you are, enough to engage and entice, but always leaving a bit behind the curtain. This creates a sense of depth and complexity, signaling that there is more to you than meets the eye. It invites others to lean in, to listen more closely, and to invest more deeply in getting to know the real you. The magnetism of ambiguity, inviting others to fill in the blanks. When you maintain a sense of mystery, you allow others to project their own thoughts, feelings, and interpretations onto you. This ambiguity can be incredibly magnetic because it engages the imagination and makes people feel more involved in the narrative of who you are. They begin to see themselves in your story, and in doing so, they form a stronger connection with you. Imagine a painter who leaves parts of a canvas blank, or a poet who ends a verse with an open-ended question. These artistic choices invite the audience to step in and complete the picture, to fill in the gaps with their own experiences and emotions. In the same way, when you maintain a sense of mystery, you create space for others to see what they want to see, to find their own meaning in your words and actions. The balance of openness and mystery, building trust while remaining elusive. Maintaining a sense of mystery is not about being distant or unapproachable. It's about striking a delicate balance between openness and elusiveness. It's about being authentic and genuine, while also preserving a part of yourself that is yours alone. It's about sharing enough to build trust and connection, but keeping enough to yourself to remain intriguing and captivating. Think of a close friend or mentor who shares their wisdom and experiences freely, but who also has a certain depth that you can't quite put your finger on. This person is warm and approachable, but there is an undeniable sense that there is more to them than what they reveal. This balance between openness and mystery fosters a sense of respect and admiration, making their presence all the more powerful and memorable. The timeless appeal of enigmatic figures, learning from icons of mystery. History and popular culture are filled with examples of enigmatic figures who have mastered the art of maintaining a sense of mystery. From the silent film stars of early Hollywood to modern-day celebrities who carefully curate their public personas, these individuals understand the power of being intriguingly elusive. Take, for example, the legendary actor Greta Garbo, who famously said, "I want to be alone," and subsequently withdrew from the public eye at the height of her fame. Her decision to step away from the spotlight only added to her allure, transforming her into an icon of mystery and elegance. Even today, Garbo's enigmatic persona continues to fascinate and inspire, reminding us of the timeless appeal of those who leave us wanting more. The benefits of mystery, enhancing relationships and self-discovery. Maintaining a sense of mystery can have profound benefits, both in your relationships and in your own journey of self-discovery. By keeping some things to yourself, you create a sense of autonomy and independence, signaling that you are not defined solely by your relationships or the opinions of others. This can make you more attractive and interesting to those around you, as they are drawn to your confidence and self-assuredness. At the same time, embracing mystery allows you to continue exploring and discovering new aspects of yourself. It gives you the freedom to evolve and change without feeling constrained by the expectations or assumptions of others. It allows you to remain a dynamic and multifaceted individual, always growing, always surprising, always intriguing. The art of the unfinished, embracing imperfection and possibility. Finally, maintaining a sense of mystery is about embracing the art of the unfinished. It's about recognizing that life is a continuous journey of growth and change and that there is always more to learn, explore, and discover. It's about allowing yourself to be a work in progress, full of potential and possibility. By keeping a bit of mystery in your life, you remind yourself and others that you are never fully complete, that there is always more to experience, more to understand, more to become. This sense of unfinishedness is not a flaw, but a beautiful aspect of the human experience, an invitation to embrace the unknown, to relish the journey, and to remain open to all the mysteries that life has to offer. So, as you move through the world, remember the power of maintaining a sense of mystery. Allow yourself to be intriguing and elusive, to share selectively, and reveal gradually. Embrace the unknown within yourself and others, and savor the beauty of a life lived with a hint of the mysterious. In doing so, you will not only captivate those around you but also discover the endless possibilities that lie within your own enigmatic depths. 8. Practice discretion, the silent strength of the wise. Discretion is a rare and potent force in a world where noise and spectacle often reign supreme. It is the art of knowing what to say and, more importantly, what not to say. To practice discretion is to wield a silent strength, one that can shape perceptions, build trust, and navigate the complexities of human interaction with finesse. It is about being a quiet observer in a loud room, a calm presence in a storm of emotions, and a guardian of secrets in a world that craves exposure. The power of silence, when less is more. There is an old adage that says, "Silence is golden." But why? In silence, there is a profound power. Discretion is about mastering this power, not just holding your tongue but knowing when to speak and when silence is the best answer. It's the wisdom of recognizing that not every thought needs to be voiced, not every secret needs to be shared, and not every conflict needs to be escalated. Consider the quiet strength of a river stone, smooth and solid from years of enduring the rush of water around it. It does not fight against the current or shout its presence. It simply is, quietly weathering the storm. Similarly, practicing discretion means choosing your words with the same care and consideration, understanding that sometimes, saying less can have a far greater impact than saying more. The guardian of secrets, building trust through restraint. Discretion is often seen as a form of restraint, but it is so much more than that. It is the guardian of secrets, the keeper of confidences. In relationships, whether personal or professional, discretion is what builds trust. It is the unspoken agreement that what is shared in confidence remains in confidence, that the vulnerabilities exposed to you will not be exploited or broadcasted to the world. Imagine you have a friend who tells you something deeply personal, a fear, a regret, a dream. Your response to this moment can define the entire relationship. If you practice discretion, you honor their trust by holding their words close, respecting their privacy, and understanding the gravity of their gift of vulnerability. This act of keeping something sacred, of choosing not to speak when you could, is a powerful demonstration of loyalty and respect. The art of the unsaid, communicating with intention. Practicing discretion is also about the art of the unsaid, what you communicate without ever speaking a word. It is about the subtle messages conveyed through a look, a gesture, or the choice to remain silent in a moment where others might fill the space with noise. It's understanding that sometimes, the most profound statements are those left unspoken. This silent communication can be more powerful than any speech. It shows a depth of understanding and emotional intelligence, a recognition of what is needed in the moment. In a heated discussion, for instance, a discreet person might choose to listen rather than speak, to absorb rather than react. This creates a space for reflection and understanding, allowing emotions to settle and clarity to emerge. The invisible armor, protecting yourself and others. Discretion acts as an invisible armor, protecting both yourself and others from unnecessary harm. In a world where information is a currency and words can be weapons, discretion shields you from the fallout of hasty comments, gossip, and the oversharing that often leads to regret. It is a shield against the pitfalls of impulsive communication, the misunderstandings that arise from speaking without thinking. By practicing discretion, you also protect others from the repercussions of careless words. You become someone who can be trusted not to spread rumors, not to divulge personal information, not to use knowledge as a tool for manipulation or gain. In this way, discretion is an act of empathy and consideration, a way of ensuring that your words and actions do not become a source of pain or conflict. The quiet confidence, embracing the mystery of restraint. There is a quiet confidence that comes with practicing discretion, a confidence that does not need to be loud or boastful but is rooted in the strength of self-control. This confidence is magnetic, drawing others in with its calm presence and steady demeanor. It signals a maturity and wisdom that understands the value of silence, the importance of listening, and the power of restraint. This quiet confidence also creates a sense of mystery. In a world where so much is shared so freely, a person who practices discretion stands out. They become an enigma, a person who is known not for what they reveal but for what they withhold. This sense of mystery is not about being secretive but about being selective, choosing what to share and what to keep private, and understanding the impact of both. The balance of openness and privacy, navigating social complexities. Discretion is the delicate balance between openness and privacy, between sharing enough to connect and holding back enough to protect. It's about navigating the complexities of social interactions with grace, understanding that every situation is unique and requires a different level of transparency. It's about knowing when to open up and when to remain guarded, when to speak and when to stay silent. Think of discretion as a dance where every step, every movement, every pause is deliberate and intentional. It's a dance that requires awareness and sensitivity, a deep understanding of the nuances of human behavior, and the ability to adapt and respond to the needs of the moment. The wisdom of the ages, learning from discreet leaders. Throughout history, some of the most respected leaders and figures have been those who mastered the art of discretion. From statesmen and diplomats to philosophers and spiritual leaders, these individuals understood the power of choosing their words carefully and the impact of remaining silent when necessary. Consider the wise sage who listens more than they speak, who offers counsel with a measured tone and a thoughtful pause. They know that words have weight, that every utterance carries meaning, and that sometimes, the most powerful thing they can do is simply listen. Their discretion is not a sign of weakness but of wisdom, a recognition that there is strength in silence and power in restraint. The gift of discretion, a practice for a lifetime. Practicing discretion is a lifelong endeavor, a skill that requires constant attention and refinement. It's about being mindful of your words, your actions, and the impact they have on others. It's about cultivating a sense of awareness and empathy, understanding that every interaction is an opportunity to practice discretion, to choose your words wisely, and to act with integrity. In a world that often encourages oversharing and rewards loudness, practicing discretion is a revolutionary act. It's a commitment to living with intention, to valuing the power of silence, and to respecting the privacy and dignity of yourself and others. It's about recognizing that sometimes, the greatest strength lies in the words left unsaid, in the secrets kept, and in the quiet wisdom of discretion. So embrace this silent strength, this quiet confidence, and this art of restraint. Practice discretion in all that you do, and discover the profound impact it can have on your life and the lives of those around you. For in discretion, there is a world of wisdom, a depth of understanding, and a power that speaks louder than words ever could. 9. Embrace the art of receiving, the power of openness and gratitude. In a society that often glorifies giving, there is an understated art that many overlook, the art of receiving. While generosity is celebrated, the act of receiving can feel uncomfortable or even selfish. Yet, to truly give is to be open to receiving, to embrace the flow of exchange that enriches our connections and deepens our understanding of gratitude and humility. This art, when mastered, unlocks profound insights into our relationships, self-worth, and the world around us. The yin and yang of exchange, finding balance in giving and receiving. Imagine the world as a vast ocean of energy, where giving and receiving are the tides that shape its flow. To only give is to risk depleting yourself, to pour out without ever refilling your cup. To only receive is to risk becoming stagnant, like a pond without fresh water flowing in or out. The art of receiving is about finding that balance, recognizing that both giving and receiving are necessary for harmony and growth. Receiving is not merely about taking, it's about being open to the gifts that life offers, whether they come in the form of kindness, compliments, opportunities, or even challenges. It is understanding that the act of receiving gracefully is as generous as giving. It allows others the joy of giving, creating a dynamic exchange that benefits both parties. By embracing this flow, you contribute to a world where energy circulates freely, fostering connection and mutual support. The grace of acceptance, acknowledging your worthiness. To receive with grace is to accept that you are worthy of the gifts you receive. This can be a radical act in a world that often teaches us to downplay our worth or to shy away from attention and generosity. How often do you brush off a compliment, dismiss a kind gesture, or feel guilty for accepting help? These are signs of resistance, a reluctance to acknowledge your value and the space you hold in the lives of others. Embracing the art of receiving means acknowledging that you deserve the kindness and generosity of others, not because of what you've done, but simply because of who you are. It is an act of self-love and respect, a recognition that you are deserving of good things. By accepting with grace and gratitude, you affirm your self-worth and honor the giver's intention, creating a beautiful moment of connection and appreciation. The dance of vulnerability, opening yourself to others. Receiving requires vulnerability, a willingness to be open, to let others see your needs, and to accept their help or kindness. It can be a challenge to let down your guard, to allow others to witness your moments of need or to accept gifts without feeling indebted. Yet, in this vulnerability lies a deep strength, a courage that invites others into your world and fosters deeper, more meaningful connections. Think of receiving as a dance where you and your partner move in harmony, each responding to the other's cues. To resist receiving is to disrupt the flow, to step out of sync with the rhythm of life. But when you allow yourself to receive, you invite a graceful exchange where both partners are fully present, sharing in the joy of giving and receiving alike. The wisdom of gratitude, recognizing the gift in every offering. Gratitude is the heartbeat of the art of receiving. It is the conscious acknowledgement of the value of what you receive, a recognition of the effort, thought, or love that goes into every gift. Whether it's a simple compliment, a thoughtful gesture, or a grand act of generosity, expressing gratitude completes the circle, turning a transaction into a meaningful exchange. Gratitude transforms the act of receiving from a passive acceptance into an active celebration of connection. It recognizes the giver's intention and reflects it back with warmth and appreciation. In doing so, you honor the gift and the giver, creating a bond that transcends the material and touches the heart. It is this practice of gratitude that elevates the art of receiving to something profound and deeply fulfilling. The mirror of receiving, learning about yourself through others. Every time you receive, you hold up a mirror to yourself. How you react, whether with joy, discomfort, humility, or pride, reveals much about your inner world, your beliefs, and your sense of self-worth. Embracing the art of receiving is an invitation to explore these reactions, to understand your relationship with giving and receiving, and to grow from the insights you uncover. If receiving makes you uncomfortable, ask yourself why. Is it because you feel undeserving, or do you fear appearing needy? Is it because you equate receiving with owing, or are you afraid of losing control? By examining these feelings, you gain clarity on your barriers to receiving and can begin to dismantle them, allowing yourself to open more fully to the gifts that life offers. The joy of giving and receiving, a cycle of abundance. To fully embrace the art of receiving is to recognize that it is not separate from giving but an integral part of it. In every gift you receive, there is an opportunity to give back, whether it's through gratitude, reciprocation, or simply paying it forward. This creates a cycle of abundance, where the joy of giving and receiving flows freely, enriching all who participate. Imagine a community where everyone practices this art, a place where generosity is met with genuine appreciation, where help is freely offered and graciously accepted, and where every interaction is seen as an opportunity to connect, support, and uplift. This is the power of the art of receiving. It transforms relationships, builds trust, and creates a foundation of mutual respect and understanding. The practice of receiving, cultivating openness and joy. Like any art, the art of receiving requires practice. It's about cultivating an openness to life, a readiness to accept the gifts that come your way, and a commitment to expressing gratitude for each one. It's about recognizing the beauty in every offering, no matter how small, and celebrating the connections they create. Start by practicing mindfulness in your daily interactions. Notice when someone offers you a compliment, help, or a gift. Pause, take a breath, and allow yourself to fully receive it. Feel the warmth of gratitude rising within you, and let it flow outward in your response. Practice saying, "Thank you," with sincerity and warmth, letting your appreciation be felt by the giver. Remember, the art of receiving is not about taking but about opening. Opening your heart, your mind, and your life to the gifts that are already all around you. It is about embracing the flow of giving and receiving, understanding that both are essential to a life well lived. So, embrace this art, let it enrich your world, and discover the profound joy that comes from being both a generous giver and a graceful receiver. 10. Foster resilience and endurance. The art of bouncing back and thriving. Imagine life as a grand symphony, with each note representing a moment of triumph, challenge, or change. The ability to navigate this symphony, embracing its crescendos and surviving its dissonant chords, lies in cultivating resilience and endurance. These qualities are not merely about weathering the storm but about dancing through it, emerging stronger, and sometimes even finding beauty in the chaos. The forge of adversity, shaping strength through struggle. Resilience is often forged in the fires of adversity. Picture a blacksmith's workshop. Raw, unshaped metal is subjected to intense heat and hammering until it becomes a finely crafted blade. Similarly, resilience is honed through life's challenges and setbacks. It's the process of enduring hardships, learning from them, and emerging stronger and more capable. Consider the tale of the mythical phoenix, which bursts into flames only to rise anew from its ashes. This legend encapsulates the essence of resilience, transforming destruction into an opportunity for rebirth. Each time you face a difficulty, you have the chance to rebuild yourself, to refine your character, and to grow stronger in the process. Embracing this concept allows you to see challenges not as barriers but as opportunities for personal evolution. The tapestry of endurance, weaving strength over time. Endurance is like weaving a tapestry, where each thread represents a moment of perseverance. It is the ability to sustain effort and commitment over time, even when the path is long and arduous. Imagine an artist meticulously crafting a complex design, stitch by stitch, with patience and determination. This is the essence of endurance, maintaining focus and effort despite the challenges and setbacks that arise. To cultivate endurance, envision your goals and dreams as a grand tapestry that you are slowly, steadily weaving. Each day, each effort, each small victory adds to the richness of the design. It's about staying committed to your vision, even when progress seems slow or obstacles appear insurmountable. Endurance transforms the journey into a meaningful process, turning perseverance into a powerful force for achieving your dreams. The dance with uncertainty. Embracing the unknown. Life is inherently unpredictable, and resilience requires a willingness to dance with uncertainty. It's about accepting that you cannot control every outcome, but you can control your response to it. Imagine a dancer performing on a stage where the choreography is constantly changing, requiring adaptability and grace. This is the dance of resilience, adjusting to the rhythm of life, finding your balance amidst the shifts, and moving forward with confidence. Embracing uncertainty means letting go of the need for rigid plans and perfect outcomes. It's about developing the flexibility to adapt and the courage to face the unknown. By cultivating this mindset, you open yourself to new possibilities and experiences, allowing resilience to become a natural part of your approach to challenges. The power of perspective, viewing challenges as opportunities. Resilience is also about shifting your perspective on challenges. Instead of seeing obstacles as insurmountable barriers, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. Picture a mountaineer scaling a steep cliff. Each difficult ascent is a chance to develop new skills, gain new insights, and experience a greater sense of achievement. When faced with a challenge, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this? How can I grow through this experience?" By reframing difficulties as opportunities, you harness the power of resilience to transform adversity into a stepping stone towards your goals. The circle of support, building a network of strength. No one is an island, and resilience is often strengthened by the support of others. Imagine a network of interconnected circles, each representing a person who contributes to your strength and endurance. These circles can be friends, family, mentors, or colleagues who provide encouragement, advice, and perspective. Building and nurturing these relationships creates a support system that helps you endure hardships and bounce back from setbacks. It's about surrounding yourself with individuals who uplift you, offer guidance, and remind you of your strengths. By fostering these connections, you create a web of support that enhances your resilience and endurance. The rituals of renewal, recharging, and reflecting. To sustain resilience and endurance, it's essential to have rituals of renewal, practices that allow you to recharge and reflect. Picture a garden that needs regular watering and care to flourish. Similarly, you need to take time for self-care, reflection, and rejuvenation to maintain your strength and perseverance. Develop routines that nourish your body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's meditation, exercise, creative pursuits, or time spent in nature, these rituals help you maintain your resilience by providing balance and perspective. Regularly reflecting on your progress and challenges also helps you stay focused and motivated, reinforcing your endurance over time. The legacy of resilience, inspiring others through your journey. Resilience is not only about your personal growth, but also about the impact you have on others. Your ability to overcome challenges and persevere through difficulties can inspire and motivate those around you. Imagine a lighthouse standing tall amidst a storm, guiding ships safely to shore. Your resilience can be a beacon for others, showing them that it is possible to navigate their own storms and emerge stronger. By sharing your journey, offering support, and embodying resilience, you contribute to a collective strength that uplifts and empowers others. This legacy of resilience creates a ripple effect, spreading the message that endurance and perseverance are not just personal attributes, but collective values that inspire and connect us all. The practice of resilience, embracing challenges and thriving. Fostering resilience and endurance is a continuous practice, not a destination. It involves embracing life's challenges with an open heart, maintaining perseverance through difficulties, and finding strength in both the struggle and the triumph. It's about weaving a tapestry of experiences, dancing with uncertainty, and drawing upon a network of support. To practice resilience, start by setting small, achievable goals that challenge you to step out of your comfort zone. Celebrate your progress, learn from setbacks, and adjust your approach as needed. Develop rituals of renewal to recharge and reflect, and seek out supportive relationships that bolster your strength. In every challenge you face, remember that resilience is not about avoiding adversity, but about engaging with it fully, learning from it, and emerging stronger. Embrace the art of resilience and endurance, and discover the profound capacity you have to thrive in the face of life's complexities and uncertainties. As we conclude this enlightening journey, let's reflect on the 10 powerful Stoic strategies we've explored together. These principles aren't just about altering how others perceive you, but, more crucially, about reshaping how you see and value yourself. Each of us travels a unique path, and this exploration into Stoic philosophy aims to inspire and guide that journey. We'd love to hear how these strategies have influenced your own path. Share your insights and experiences with us in the comments. Your support means the world to us. Every like, share, and subscription not only encourages us but also helps us continue bringing valuable content your way. Don't forget to hit the notification bell to stay updated with our latest videos on Stoic wisdom. Thank you for spending this time with us. Keep moving forward, keep striving for excellence, and most importantly, keep shining. We're excited to be with you every step of the way.